Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Probably all of us have heard the story of the golden calf, how after God had worked wonder after wonder in Egypt, and then wonder after wonder in the desert, after God had chosen the Israelites as his own people, certainly not because they earned it, but just because he'd chosen to love them. And after he had given them the Ten Commandments, the richest formula for happiness ever known to any people before the coming of Christ, after all this, the Israelites, with an almost breathtaking stupidity, had built themselves a little statue of a baby cow and said, "This is our God." It almost boggles the mind. It's so absurd. And you might think that after that, God would say, "You know what? I really can't work with these people. They're hopeless. There's nothing more I can do with them. Let me just start over." And actually, that's pretty much what God said to Moses. God said, "I've seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them. But of you, Moses, I will make a great nation." So God was saying, "Don't try to stop me, Moses. I'm going to annihilate this people, and don't worry, I'll take care of you. I'll make you the new ultimate patriarch, and I'll make a whole new nation, and you'll be the father of them all, and they'll probably be a lot less difficult to deal with." Now, I would be tempted to take that deal. But Moses pleads with God to have mercy on them. He says, "Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Turn from your fierce wrath and turn away from the evil against your people. But if you will not forgive their sin, I beg you, I pray you, blot me out from the book of life which you have written." In other words, Moses is saying, "No, Lord, spare them. If you destroy them, you might as well destroy me." And Exodus says that because of Moses' prayer, the Lord changed his mind. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. This event from the Exodus raises some tough questions. Like, was God really going to do evil to this people? Can God even do evil to people? And did Moses really change God's mind? Can God change his mind? And the answer to both these questions is no. God can't do evil to people. And no, God can't change his mind. But God can leave people to the natural and self-destructive consequences of their own sins. That's what it means when God punishes people. He lets them experience the consequences of their self-destructive activity. And God can put conditionality into the structure of the universe so that if we do something good for other people, like pray for them, it will actually help them. That's what it means when we intercede for other people with our prayers. It means we utilize the interconnected spiritual causal structure that God has established between all humanity. So see how God says, "Leave me alone, Moses, that I may destroy this people." The implication is, Moses, hint, hint, if you don't leave me alone, I won't destroy this people. God is showing Moses that prayer can save other people from evil, especially the evil they've inflicted on themselves. So, if we actually care about people, even self-destructive people, like Moses did, then we know what we need to do. We need to pray for them and never stop praying for them, because prayer has real power. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. The point is that God will use our prayers to help people. It's not just that our prayers prevent disasters. It's that our prayers can win for people the graces and blessings they need. Think of the parable of the guy who has to badger his cranky neighbor to get a loaf of bread for his guest. And think of all the people whose perseverance with Jesus won healings, not for themselves, but for those dear to them, like Jairus, whose little daughter had died, or the centurion whose servant was paralyzed, or the father of the boy with the epilepsy. Think especially of the Syrophoenician woman. Remember? Jesus totally ignored her at first. Then he told her it would be wrong to do anything for her, as if he didn't even want to help her. But she persisted. She begged him, relentlessly, completely undaunted. And then the Lord was delighted to heal her daughter. All these cases show the same thing. If we persistently ask God wonders of healing, wonders of grace, wonders of conversion are possible for those who love. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Take just a moment now and think of how much God must want us to pray for the conversion of other people. Just think, the God who is pure love itself is willing to make himself look indifferent, uninterested, or even hostile toward the people we care about. He says, look, if this is what it takes to get you to pray persistently for other people, then feel free to think of me as a cranky neighbor or a God who is just itching to wipe out an entire race or a Messiah who doesn't care about your problems. These would all be blasphemous comparisons if you came up with them. But God came up with them, and he presented himself that way. Imagine I don't care about the people you care about, God says, and then try to harass me by your prayer. Don't give me a moment's peace. Don't get out of my way. Don't let me pass on by. Harass me tirelessly with prayers for the people you love, because that's the best thing you can do for them, and it will make a difference. I mean, it's really amazing when you think of what Jesus did with the Syrophoenician woman. She cries out to him. He ignores her, walks by. Then she cries out again, and this time he goes into the house and slams the door. And she's bold enough. She goes in and he says to her, I came only for the people of Israel, and I can't give the food for the children to the dogs. And then she says, yeah, but they give the crumbs to the dogs. And then he says, okay, you get what you want. But you see what he was doing? He was drawing her to pray harder. This is what God wants. Why? Why does God want? Because he wants to increase our love. He's trying to make us into people who love. And that requires our stretching. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Lent is a time in the desert, and as Christ showed us during his 40 days, the time in the desert is a time of prayer. But we're not just supposed to be praying for ourselves. We're supposed to be praying for our family members who are in desperate need of conversion, for our family members in crisis, for the child or the sibling who's been away from their faith for years, for the friend who's never been well, physically, emotionally, morally, or spiritually. And over the years, if we're honest, we sometimes get tired of praying for the people who need it. After all, it's been so long, and they're still the same. And then we tend to give up. Why do we give up? Because our love is weak. So the Lord is doing two things. He's stretching us so that we will grow in love, and he's using our prayers to help our loved ones. So let's not give up on prayer. No matter how long it's been, let's grow in love by persevering in prayer for all of our loved ones. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, Teresa, what always strikes me about these two characters, Moses and the Syrophoenician woman,
mm-hmm.
is that we get focused on how, wow, the Israelites were stiff-necked people. They needed to change.
Mm-hmm.
They needed conversion.
Mm-hmm.
And the Syrophoenician woman, she needed to be delivered from the demon that possessed her, the daughter. The mm-hmm. daughter needed.
Mm-hmm.
And we get focused on their need, and we miss what God is doing in Moses and the Syrophoenician woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got Moses who is like, this people is a pain in the... And God, these are your people. This is not my problem. Basically, that's what Moses is saying.
Mm-hmm.
These are your people.
What it reminds me of? You've seen this between every married couple. Hey, this is your kid.
Yeah, that's what Moses was doing. So God sees Moses. He's like, Moses, he doesn't say this to Moses, but God sees Moses and says to himself, wow, Moses really needs to grow in love and virtue.
Mm-hmm.
So God says, okay, Moses, stand back. I'm gonna wipe him out. And Moses is like, whoa, wait. And Moses grows in love, patience, all kinds of virtues, even to the point of Moses saying, listen, in order to save them, you can blot me out. He's willing to sacrifice his life.
Yeah, that growth, he's forced to rise to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I hear that second story of, man, that word is so hard. You say Phoenician?
Syrophoenician.
Syrophoenician woman. Is that she was pushed to pray humbly. It was, I think, I see this when I pray all the time. I start with a demand. And then I start to beg. You just get lower and lower until you're like, I will take anything, because you realize you deserve nothing.
Yes.
And that it's just a gift. It is just a gift, and we don't deserve it. But I always still, my first prayer is always a command, and it's always an order, and it's always, this is what I want, this is how I want it. And as God whittles me down, I'm eventually like, God, whatever you want, just do something. I just, anything. And I think there's a need in him being more standoffish, so that we do run and chase and we change our priorities and what we're asking and how we're asking.
Yeah.
Because I think we just come from this place where we believe it is a given that we should get everything we want, that it should just be done for us because we deserve it.
Yeah. 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 Imagine how prideful and just unvirtuous and unloving we would be if every time there was some great need, we just said, hey, God, I need you to do this, and God did it.
Mm-hmm.
We would be prideful monsters.
Yeah.
But instead, when we pray and we don't get what we want in the way we want it or in the time, like you're saying, it makes us realize, I'm not God. I really rely on God. And having to persevere in prayer for someone for a long time, it requires a lot of love. But isn't that the point?
Mm-hmm.
For us to grow in love?
I sigh because it just feels like at the end of the day, I want to grow in the way that I want to grow. And God asks something different of me. And I'm like, oh, no, I was willing to pay this price. And he's like, but that's not the price.
Yeah.
That's not what it's worth. And that's not what I want of you.
Yeah. I want to become holy, but I don't want it to cost me anything.
Mm-hmm. And it's like a relationship. Imagine if you were married and your wife was like, I don't feel loved because you don't do the dishes. And you're like, but I got you flowers. And she's like, I know, but what I want, what I need you to do is the dishes.
Yeah.
We're always like, but I want to grow in this way, God. And he's like, that's not what I want.
Yeah.
You don't get to set the terms for this. We don't hold the keys. We don't hold all the chips. We need to be humbled. We have to pray humbly, which means begging.
And ultimately, we just need to trust him. There's a lot to learn from Moses and these Israelites in the desert. I love Lent. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.